Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Did you see these pictures from Benny Blanco? Is it Blanco or Blanco?
Blanco.
Blanco. Selena Gomez. Yeah. He gave her the prom she never had. I guess he took her to the mall for a prom-style photo shoot since she never got to go to prom as a teenager.
So I will say, this guy, I know him as a really, really, really talented music producer. Like, this guy has his fingerprints on almost every song we play on this station, too. Yeah. He is a cool dude. Like, this guy is so sweet to Selena Gomez. Apparently, she's had some rough relationships that are very public in the past. And this guy, I mean, he looks different. He looks a certain different way. And yet, he is like the nicest guy to her. He takes her out to these dinners. He makes her sweet dinners. He is so thoughtful with these gifts that he gives her, because he is so open about it. He's like, I outkicked my coverage by a mile and a half.
He's so open about it.
But Selena loves it because she's like, he treats me better than anyone who has ever treated me in any certain way.
He seems like a cool dude. Yeah. I mean, he rented a limo, wore a classic like 70s style tux. She wore a big old ball gown with a black choker. And there's videos all over the interwebs this morning. If you want to see their prom pictures, it's kind of cute.
It's
cute
adorable. Couple. And it's here's adorable. The thing. Benny Blanco has encouraged her to be herself in so many ways. Like, the thing about Selena is a lot of people talk about her appearance, and I get it, because she's been in our face since Barney. So we've known her since she was a little kid. So she's grown up in front of us, and people think that they can comment on the way her body looks. And Benny's like, I'm going to fill a tub full of cheese for you, and you can dip Cheetos in it.
He filled an entire tub full of cheese
and was like, get
That's
after
why he's
it.
Still here.
No, he cares so much about her, and he treats her like a queen. And there's so much to be said for that because all of us can relate. We've all had bad relationships. And when someone
Katie,
comes
you're
along.
You're just looking for a man to fill up a bathtub with cheese.
Who isn't? Who isn't looking for that?
She's looking for
when
her Benny
somebody,
Blanco.
Yeah, when
that's right.
someone comes along and knows how to treat you right, it stands out. And I love this for her. Good
it's
job.
Really good.
Benny.
Well done. Well
job.
Done. If you want to feel old, New Kids on the Block are releasing a 35th anniversary of their Step by Step album.
Yes!
Although, I don't think this song was on it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Do you know the dance to this one, Jeremy?
Doesn't everybody?
Yes! Dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Oh. Come on, Josh. It was a different time, buddy.
It was. This... They were probably
just
my third.
Hanging tough.
They were third on my list of boy bands that I liked.
Oh, they were the best boy
bands.
It
was a big deal back in the day, buddy.
I just saw them in Minnesota with my sisters, and it's like we turned into teenage girls all over again.
Well, same.
We were younger. We were actually like 8, 9, and 10, but man, that concert was like.
Wait, did you
like,
say I just saw them, and then you said you were 8, 9, and 10?
No, well, when we loved them, we were like 8, 9, and 10, but I
just saw
them last year in Minnesota.
That's cool.
At a fair, and it kind of stunk because it was right after the Celtics won the championship.
Oh, okay.
And so
you know this one.
Dun, my mom. NKOTB, right? New Kids on. That's
correct.
My mom's first concert.
There's a dance
was them.
To this.
Okay,
one too.
Your mom was. Your mom's dancing right now.
Huge fan. Yeah. I know this one. This is good.
The right stuff.
Yeah.
And then Weird Al did the white stuff about the Oreos.
Was New Kids the one with Marky Mark's brother?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg, was he in that? Okay,
Mark was also in it. He was one of the original members.
It?
And
oh,
then
I didn't know that.
He went
solo.
Off and did his own thing, and that's when the youngest one, Bobby, right?
Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah.
It was Herbie.
The youngest one. Why can't
Herbie.
I remember?
Her name is Herbie.
No, his name's not Herbie.
I was like, really?
He's the baby one. Please don't go, girl. He sings
Katie,
that one.
All right, Katie, we're going to move on, Katie.
Fine.
We're going to let you.
Wow,
fine.
She loves New Kids.
We're going to move
on,
Katie. On
the blog.
All right, we're going to move on.
Dang.
What's trending locally, Katie?
Oh, well, now you're going to bring me down because the Nuggets got smoked last night. I don't know if you heard.
They get another chance, right?
The Clipper. They get a couple
more
chances.
It's only two to one.
Guys, it's a game of inches,
it is.
Right?
Yeah,
no, this game, a lot of inches in between these two scores because it was 117 to 83. What in the actual? Like, I woke up this morning and I tried to avoid the score last night before I went to bed because I didn't want it to ruin my sleep. So I woke up this morning and I'm glad I did because I was like, oh, that score is not fun. But game four Saturday, so same night as the Avs, right?
It'll be all right. It'll be okay.
It's a big sports ball night.
Yeah, it is the same night. I like it. We call it a double dipperoo, and I like it. You get two games in one day.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I love
like
sports lingo.
You do.
My son was pissed last night because it wasn't broadcast.
I know.
It wasn't on regular TV, and he was all fired up.
No, it was irritating. But again, like, I had to go to bed so early, so I didn't get to watch it anyway. But yeah, there's a lot of people talking. Like, I don't know what this treatment towards
even
the Nuggets and Clippers
TNT
is.
TNT broadcast, like, Chuck was super upset about it because he said it was one of the better series going on right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, the TNT broadcast can't even watch it, Kenny. And so he was.
We can't even watch this game.
Let me tell you something, Chuck.
You know, where you can watch these games, though, anytime there's a Nuggets game home or away, a little bar pops up in downtown Denver. Yeah, it's a new speakeasy open only during the playoffs. It's called the Gold Mine, and you can find it in the lower level of Union Station. So
you got
to
knock on the door, and they slide it open.
Well,
and they're like, what's the password?
Go Nuggets.
And what's the term for the two games?
Double dipperoo.
Double dipperoo is
the
code word.
That's the password. That's the password.
Double dipperoo.
They do make it fun, though, because like during the games, they have a lot of drink specials, but also
you need a lot of drinks
you
last
do
night
need a
to
lot
watch
of drinks.
That one.
They also do like raffles and giveaways, kind of how they get us
I
to our all-staff
and
meeting.
Giveaways.
That's how they get us to our meeting.
No,
they give
we
us
love
raffles.
Our, I love the all-staff. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh. We're going with that still. Okay.
I love it.
Totally. But yeah, this is called the Gold Mine. And again, open only during the game. So it's the only time you can get into this little pop up bar. It's neat, right? I thought you guys would enjoy that.
I go downtown.
I've actually been to a lot of speakeasies downtown. They're really cool. I like to find them in the little hole in the wall places.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool.
And then you get in there and it's usually like real swanky and
it is
dark
and it's really stuffy. There's you can always
stuffy,
tell there's a smell. It smells like mothballs.
There's a smell. And they have their signature drink, but
they do.
Which is an $80 old fashioned.
Yes. Those pop ups are fun. You know what else is fun? This Denver City Nature Challenge. I actually really dig this. You can download the app. It's called iNaturalist or go to inaturalist.org and you can upload the pictures right there. But it is a competition, really, in between cities around the world. So really what it is, they're asking you to take photos of nature in the city.
Well,
so
that's
they're
cute.
Asking for wild plants, birds, squirrels. They even had people put up pictures of black bears and bobcats in the city. It's got to be within the city.
I'm going to download this.
I love this. You like taking pictures.
I like taking pictures.
You do.
And I'm going to go to all the parks and outdoor places and just take pictures of dogs pooping and submit them.
Okay, no.
Squatting dogs.
They ask you to avoid the three P's, people, pets, and potted plants. So don't take pictures of dogs. That's not what they're asking for. No, potted plants is one word.
There's a hyphen.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
No, I'm going to get it. All
potted
the dogs pooping.
Plants. No, that's not what they're asking for. They're asking
for matter, they're gonna get it.
Nature.
It's coming
squirrels.
Their way.
Look for the birds up there in the sky. Like, that's what they're asking for. All
the
pretty
in
things.
The sky,
and here's
Jeremy.
In Denver, we have so much nature.
We have so
like,
much nature.
So
here.
Many
do.
Birds in the sky.
So many birds in the sky. Like, there's a lot for you to take a picture of. And again, it's a.
Did you get a prize?
No, there's no prizes.
Nope,
I
but
know.
But you get to pay for the app.
What's the point?
You get bragging rights. And if Denver could win this, like, we're competing against other cities. So we want to win. We want to
get
the best pictures. I'm going to be focused on this. It starts today. It runs through Monday. And again, it's a competition.
It's an
so
app.
Let's try and win it. iNaturalist is
what
it's
it
called. You can also, again, if you don't want to download the app on your phone,
iNaturalist.org.
And you can just upload the photos right there on their website.
I'm
going
to go to a nude beach and send those pictures.
See?
They didn't say
there
anything.
There you go.
Yep.
There was no, it was the three P's, not three N's. We're
you
good.
Send them the old double dipperoo.
They asked for it. Double dipperoo. Oh, my goodness. Hey, speaking of nature and birds and fried chicken, a local Colorado spot has a new home at Red Rocks. Yay!
Oh, so birds.
We've talked about this already. Bird Call, that restaurant, the fried chicken restaurant that originated in Aurora, and now they have restaurants popping up all over the Denver metro. Now they have a location out at Red Rocks. So they have like the chicken tendy type of menu that everybody's digging right now. And it's going to be right there near the south entrance ramp. So it's where the Chick-fil-A used to be. But every single show this year at Red Rocks, you can go out to Bird Call and enjoy their food. I've not been there yet. It's a spot that I've really wanted to go to because I love this kind of chicken. The kind of chicken that's fried in the oil with all the spices in it and it adheres to the skin.
Isn't that all fried chicken?
No,
I would say yes.
No.
I guess not.
No, the spices that they put in the oil,
the 11 herbs and spices
here. during the frying process.
Is that all fried chicken?
No.
Fried chicken.
No.
I don't know, man.
Usually with fried chicken, you take the chicken and you dredge it in the seasoned flour and whatnot, and then you put it in the oil. This fried chicken has the seasoning already in the oil.
It is not
going to
taste any different.
It does taste different.
You know those,
you guys don't know
chicken
fried chicken like I do.
Businesses that do it in the breading first and then the oil?
Yeah.
You know what they call that?
Double dip it.
Double dipperoo.
Oh, my gosh. Brilliant. Why did
they
I think
actually,
of that? Yeah.
They do
brilliant.
Call that a double dip, funny
they do.
Enough. Like,
dipperoo, if they're having fun
it's
with
a dipperoo, Katie.
Dip-a-roo.
Double dip and fried A-roo. Up. So, yeah, that is good news for me. Like, I love fried chicken.
When
so.
Is your next appointment with your cardiologist?
Do we need those? Is that a thing we do? I don't know.
You gotta go twice.
I'm just looking out for you, Katie.
You gotta go do a double dipperoo with the cardiologist.
Like, before I leave, can I take a shot of that grease? Just put a little shot glass. I'm gonna take a hit of that before I get out of here.
Next week, I have a double dipperoo with my cardiologist.
I can taste the herbs and spices.
I'm just telling you, there's a difference in how you fry chicken.
Okay.
Y'all may not know, but I know. I speak that fried chicken language. Okay, and then this story was kind of crazy yesterday because I-70 was shut down in two different spots for two different reasons. So first of all, just outside of Idaho Springs, there was a rock slide. And these rocks came down the mountain. It hit one car. Somebody got sent to the hospital. I believe they're doing okay now.
That's
but
good.
Then five other cars got damaged because of this rock slide outside of Idaho Springs. So
what a great picture for iNaturalist.com.
I know, right? Exactly. That is
rock
nature.
Slide.
Rock
That's
slide.
Nature. But that one, again, had the interstate shut down for just a little bit. But this other one happened in Glenwood Canyon, and it was a truck hauling a trailer with cattle in it. So it tipped over and closed down the interstate. I know.
Oh, God.
And how crazy. So I searched this story and scrolled all the way down to the bottom to find out what happened to the cattle. And the bottom of the story said no humans were injured. We're still trying to figure out the status of the cows. So
but there's
they
a sale on ground beef.
I know they didn't have the update on the cattle, but this had the interstate shut down for a minute.
I bet.
And here's what we've talked about.
It was cattle chaos.
It wasn't moving.
It sure was not moving at all. But we've talked about how they're looking at alternate
this is utterly
ways
ridiculous.
To get through the canyon and over the interstate. And this is just, honestly, like, this is part of that whole conversation of how
move.
We need alternate ways.
Let's move
to
the
get
story
over
along.
Along.
That's what I got. So
let's keep it going.
Right.
I'm utterly checked out.
Thanks, guys.
That was a good story, Katie.
No, it was. Sorry, we got the moving jokes and I started laughing.
It was pretty good. Because they're cows, Katie. They were on the road.
You get it? You get it, Katie?
Yep. Got it.
All right. No, this is good. We definitely need some alternate routes through
there. Yeah, it's bad.
It's a beautiful canyon, though.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Something always is going on there, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of cows going through that
cows.
Canyon.
Yeah. You need a different route for livestock.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the trending report with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100.